St. Francis of Assisi is popularly known and loved as patron saint of ecology and the environment. His legendary love of the birds and animals is depicted on lofty cathedral vaults or in lowly garden statues, while his canticle of praise to God for Brother Sun and Sister Moon, as well as being one of the first Italian poems written in the vernacular, has been widely celebrated through music and song, theatre and film.
Within the Franciscan tradition, actually, this rather romantic picture of St. Francis preaching to the birds and speaking to the wolf is not that prominent.
Franciscan brother Bernd Biermann is originally from Germany, but is currently heading the Commission for Justice, Peace and Ecology at the Capuchin Friars Minor headquarters here in Rome. Since the worldwide Franciscan movement is this year marking the 800th anniversary of its foundation, I talked to Brother Bernd about the Umbrian saint's legacy to the modern environmental movement.
Still, it is very important for the Franciscan family, and it gets more and more important because more of the outward perception. When John Paul II declared St. Francis as patron saint of the ecology, he was following what was done 20 years before by an American ecologist. She was the first one to name St. Francis as the patron for ecology, but it is interesting that this came from the outside onto us, but I think it's a heritage which we do have and which we do have to cultivate even more.
Why has it taken so long? We're marking 800 years since the founding of the Franciscan Order. If this was part of the legacy, why has it lain low for so long, if you like?
Well, I think when we look at the development and we go back to 800 years ago, environment was not an issue. The impact of human beings on the environment was pretty minor, and that continued to be the case up until the Industrial Revolution. And then, of course, the immediate effects visible to the people in society as well as within the Franciscan family was more the social issues, the suppression of the workers, the bad conditions and health issues and similar things. And Franciscans have been involved with these people too over the time. And when we look at the normal societies, it's the late 50s, early 60s, where we have the first interesting and really urging publications on that there is something happening with the environment, with what we are doing with our industry and with the way we are dealing with the environment, that has negative, severe negative effects. So then it takes a while to catch up always, because we are basically part of society. So it needs also us to think through our heritage, and that's why I say we still need to work on that. But it's getting more prominent, and I do see good signs in the Franciscan family, engagement on the level of environment, together with social engagement. It normally goes together when there are initiatives by the Franciscan family.
Can you give us some examples, practical examples, of this kind of engagement that really is making a difference?
Well, there was one prominent example from Indonesia, where the Friars Minor on the island of Flores have what they call an eco-pastoral project, where they organize the local communities, which are basically small farmers, and they teach them how to do low input or organic farming so that they can have a good livelihood. But this comes together with an organizing of the communities, and it's a pastoral work trying to make them more aware of what can be done in an ecologically sound way. That's one of the initiatives. There's more going on in the northern part of Sumatra. The Capuchins doing a similar work with local communities. That's my experience, because I've been traveling to Indonesia several times up until now. But I know that there's also something going on in Madagascar and in other countries.
How much would you say that it is now a priority within the Franciscan movement?
Well, I would like to see it much more as a priority, but we will have to raise more awareness in most of our people, because often the pastoral work, the classical pastoral work, is not focusing or is not showing up the environmental issues too much. So there's a lot of work to be done on awareness raising, but it has to go along with training of concrete skills, otherwise we are losing out. It's not enough to be aware of a problem. We do need to have the possibilities to work concretely for an improvement of the situation.
And how are you doing this two-pronged approach, if you like, raising greater awareness and at the same time training? I presume you're involved in workshops and things.
Well, workshops is one important part, and of course we're trying through our websites and other parts. It's starting to raise the awareness of our people. As I'm here only since January this year, so it needs me more of a time. And also, it's a hard job for not only for myself, but also for my colleagues of the conventuals and the Friars Minor, the TORs, and the Sisters Congregations, and also with the Secular Franciscan Order, because we are a small group of people. We do have to do a lot of work for that, so it's also something to combine the forces and to work together for this goal.
Is this something where the church, do you think, should be taking a leading role, not just the Franciscans, but the broader church?
Definitely. And it's not the Franciscans alone doing work in that regard. There are other religious congregations which we are also working together in engagements of various levels, awareness raising, but also here in Rome, for example, engagement. We're trying to get more involved with the FAO here to try to influence their policies on smallholder farmers and similar issues. So, yeah, the church, I think also from their point of view, it needs more of a prominence, but there are positive signs of recent expressions of the Pope. He emphasizes the role of the environment. I think this has to be strengthened even more, because it's such a pressing issue when we look at various issues like climate change, the loss of species, which we all depend on, and the desertification, which means the degradation of soil quality, which we are facing all over the world.
We have many international initiatives now. We have Earth Day in April. We have the Environment Day in June. How much do these global events, if you like, make a difference to people's awareness and to their commitment to do something about it?
Well, it depends very much on how prominent these days are actually in the media and with the people, and what people are able to associate with them. I think it's always a good possibility to have these days to commemorate and to raise awareness. Sometimes I'm a little bit aware that if there are too many of these days, it's too much of information. I personally believe much more in personal relationships and in personal contact with the people to convince them to do something different. Nevertheless, these big events are of importance to put a flashlight out for these issues.
As you're aware, many people are quite negative about the whole question of climate change, that in fact it's too little, too late, and that so much damage has been done. What is your general perspective on that?
Well, definitely looking at the international commitment, it is a very, very slow process. Looking at the climate change conference, the last one in Poznan, even in Bali, it is and was a slow process. A lot of effort has to be done. Given the economic crisis, everything has been put down in priority, one, two steps even. And in that regard, I think we need a rethinking of the approach, taking environmental issues and economic issues into one approach to improve both situations at the same time. And I think it is possible. We need, perhaps, especially in the northwestern world, comprising North America and Europe, we might need to rethink our economic premises, whether an economic growth is really needed all the time, or whether we can think and actually have an economy which can be good for the people, provide everything we need without necessary growth.
The voice of the church, particularly perhaps the voice of the Franciscans in this issue, is a very convincing testimony, isn't it? How much is the voice, do you think, of the church, particularly at the local level, heard in this whole question?
Well, I think it depends on how much the voice of the church is heard at all. I think especially in developing countries, the voice of the church is very, very important, and the influence is there, and we need to do more of awareness raising and concrete actions. But also in the Western world, where church, especially my home country, also undergoes a certain crisis, I think a profound and severe engagement for the environment can give the voice of the church more of a credibility and can bring people also back to what is happening. Because I think this is such a pressing issue, finally, for a good survival of us human beings on this planet.
And my thanks there to Brother Bernd Biermann, who heads the Commission for Justice, Peace and Ecology at the Capuchin Friars Minor headquarters here in Rome.